T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The Wichita Fire Department has a new interim fire chief. City Manager Robert Layton says Deputy Chief Tammy Snow has been selected as the interim replacement for Fire Chief Ron Blackwell, who is set to retire from his post July 14th. Snow began working for the WFD in 1988. She served as a firefighter, lieutenant, captain, and battalion chief before being appointed a division chief in 2011. She currently directs the operations division. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our weather hasn't been kind to anyone working outdoors. We see a couple of more days of this, but then maybe a break from the heat and a chance of rain toward the end of the week. Today's high should get to around 101 with a gusty south wind. Muggy again tonight with a low 77. Hot on Thursday with a high close to 100. And a complex of storms may drift in late Thursday night and early Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently a fair sky, 77 degrees. We have a south wind at 15 miles per hour.
An apartment building in North Wichita suffered damage, and one of its residents has been arrested. At about 5:30 in the morning on Monday, police and fire crews were called to the Calvary Towers Apartments at 25th and Grove, where somebody lit a firework that exploded in the lobby, causing damage. A resident of the building, a 55-year-old man, was arrested about an hour later for aggravated arson and destruction to property. And that was not the only fireworks case of that day. Later on Monday morning, a 73-year-old woman reported fireworks damage at her residence near Maple and Tyler in West Wichita.
A park in Bel Air is closed after a swarm of bees moved in. City officials say the bees were discovered living in the sand pit at Denise Park. Due to safety concerns, officials closed the park and called Brandon Jensen, a beekeeper from Leon. Jensen tells KSN News they are attempting to drive the bees away from the park rather than exterminate them.
So we're using an essential oil base spray. It has 6 or 7 different essential oils that repels the bees.
Jensen has already treated the area once, but he says he will treat it again a couple more times just to make sure the playground is bee-free.
A preliminary hearing for 3 suspects in a triple homicide in Topeka will be in September, after defense attorneys asked for more time to prepare.
The preliminary hearing for 3 of 4 suspects in the March 12th killings at a North Topeka home was scheduled for Tuesday, but a Shawnee County District Court judge granted the motion and rescheduled the hearing for September 25th and 26th. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Brian Flowers, Joseph Lowry, and Shane Mays are charged in the deaths of 19-year-old Matthew Levitt, 38-year-old Nicole Fisher, and 20-year-old Luke Davis. Few details about the deaths have been released. A fourth defendant, Joseph Cran, is charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. On Monday, Cran's public defenders withdrew, citing the possibility that Cran may be charged with capital murder. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Gasoline prices across Kansas now averaging $2.10 a gallon, but there are still some places in the state where you can get a gallon of gas for less than $2, says Jennifer Hall with AAA.
Even though it's a jump, it's not a jump into an alarming amount.
Galena is the lowest in the state at $1.90 a gallon. KNSS National News Time, 7:35.
In his first interview since his meeting last summer with a Russian attorney became public, Donald Trump Jr. telling Fox News he would have done things differently when he was looking for information about Hillary Clinton to use against her in the campaign. But the president's oldest son denying he did anything wrong. More from ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Don Jr.'s own emails clearly show that he was told that the Russian government wanted to help his father's campaign and that he was eager to accept any dirt that they had on Hillary Clinton, saying in one email, "I love it." A member of the president's legal team defended Don Jr., but insisted that the president knew nothing about that meeting that he and his top campaign aides had with the Russian lawyer.
In the next hour, the Senate Judiciary Committee will open up the confirmation hearing for FBI Director nominee Christopher Wray. He's the president's choice to replace the man he fired, James Comey. Republicans and Democrats will focus on his record. He already has bipartisan support. Michelle France, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Thank you for tuning us in here on a Wednesday morning. It's July 12th, 2017. July in Kansas, that means hot. Yesterday's high, 102 degrees. Normal high for this date, 92. And we could be over 100 again today. A Virginia man has pleaded guilty to killing a bald eagle because he was upset that the bird was taking fish from his pond. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 62-year-old Alan Thacker of Smithfield pleaded guilty to unlawful taking of a bald eagle. Prosecutors say Thacker admitted to shooting the eagle and then running over it with an all-terrain vehicle.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Because he was mad that the bird was hunting in a pond on his property.
Ooh.
Thacker faces a maximum punishment of 1 year in prison and a $100,000 fine when he's sentenced in October. Not a lot of respect there for the old national bird there.
He got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Shoots the bird
and then runs over it.
Yeah, you can kill as many fish as you want.
Wow.
Mm. The eagle, don't mess with
fish?
The eagle.
Who cares about fish, right? Slimy little creepy things. But an eagle? No. Anybody will kill a fish, but not an eagle. Where's this guy?
Well, he's mad the eagle was killing his fish.
Well, yeah.
So then he gets in trouble for getting
mad
at the eagle.
Go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he connected the dots very well.
He
probably didn't think the whole thing through. Nope. Let his anger get in the way of what he was trying to do. Which, of course, never happens for you and me here at Steve and Ted.
No.
Our anger never...
We're very level-headed.
Yeah.
We're cool, considerate men.
Cool, calm, collected. Thieves targeting a so-called tiny home in Missouri decided to go big and steal the whole house. The Joplin Globe reports Missouri resident Lisa Stubblefield left the structure in a roped-off area in Springfield last week for the food truck showdown.
Yeah, that's good security, a rope.
When she arrived for the festivity Saturday morning, the house was gone.
Yeah.
Stubblefield says she surprised someone targeted the building, which is 13 feet tall, looks like a small house, complete with a covered porch.
Yeah, they took her tiny house.
It has no plumbing. It's designed to be a mobile clothing boutique. Police found the house the next day.
Oh, they found it?
Yeah. No arrests have been made. Apparently, somebody just borrowed the tiny house. We used to have tiny houses. We called them play houses. We built in the backyard. Remember that?
Now people live in them.
I looked into this a little bit. Apparently, it was stolen from Springfield, Missouri. It was found in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yeah, so the dateline is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
from AP. So
it's a multi-state felony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could clear over to the metropolis over there at Pittsburgh.
Transporting stolen goods across state lines.
Yeah.
Big trouble for somebody.
Interstate crime.
All right. Now, the Wichita City Council, Ted, has...
Now, what are they up to?
Increased the fine for seatbelt violations from $10 to $30,
okay.
Which, of course, that brings them in line with state law.
Right.
The state law had went up, as we reported last week.
Well, that is not going to affect Steve and Ted listeners very much at all.
No, because...
The results of our poll showed that 95% of our poll responders said they always buckle up.
That's right. And, you know, it's an indication that those people who visit our web page and listen to Steve and Ted are basically law-abiding people.
Or now, so they say.
Or so they could be lying out the... But, you know, you go to other websites, and I'm sure those people who visit those websites for other media are probably not nearly as honest as our people are. What do you think?
I agree.
No real way to measure that, I guess. I was kind of happy to see that... I am happy to see that Deputy Chief Tammy Snow is getting at least the interim shot at being the new fire chief. Ron Blackwell retiring. He's going to ride that great big ladder truck off into the sunset here, probably the end of this week. And Tammy's been named interim chief. Did you know she taught school for a while? Yeah, she's taught at North High School for a while. Do you know that? Little known facts.
I did not know that.
She's probably one of the first female firefighters we had. And we haven't had females until just a few years ago, so that we opened that up and said, hey, females can be firefighters too. And every time I've been around Chief Snow, she has always been helpful. She's good, great with media. She's sharp. She knows her business. Personable.
outgoing. And so now what we're going to do is go on a nationwide search so we can find somebody better.
Right. That's what it sounds
that's
like.
That's what we do. Now, Ron Blackwell, of course, started in the fire department here back in the 70s. And he went and then he went and he went away for a while. He was the the chief of a suburb of Washington, D.C. when they hired him back here several years ago. So Ron's been around for a while. And, you know, did I tell you the other day I went up to City Hall? I told you about
yes.
this to for the public utilities mm-hmm. department. I decided, hey, Shelley, let's go upstairs, see if anybody see if Blackwell's here. So I went up to the fire department. There are two people. It's like almost 5 o'clock. Two people left up there other than the receptionist. Blackwell and Stuart Bevis.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's management.
So the whole management crew was up there.
Yeah.
So they took a few minutes. We had a nice discussion.
Very nice.
We solved all the problems of the world. But Tammy Snow would make an excellent fire chief. But they're not going to listen to us.
Well, she's got your recommendations.
Yeah. And if Bob Layton, the city manager, is out there right now jogging, and he's got his little earbuds in, he's listening to Steve and Ted.
Right.
He's probably thinking, that's the last person in the world I'll ever make chief because of their endorsement.
Now, that is not true.
City manager loves us, right?
Well, we think so.
We hope so.
We hope so.
Yeah. It's 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, a closer look at a big proposed energy merger. That's on the way with Steve and Ted right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.